Thank you for joining us for our Daily Phil devotional. Take a moment to pray and ask God to prepare your heart to hear from Him.
Good day, Emmanuel Faith. Pastor Scott here. My devotional today is entitled Idolatry versus Worship. So the psalmist writes this. He writes, "Not to us, O Lord, not to us, but to your name give glory because of your loving kindness, because of your truth. Why should the nations say, 'Where now is their God?' But our God is in the heavens. He does whatever he pleases. Their idols are silver and gold, the work of man's hands. They have mouths, but they cannot speak. They have eyes, but they cannot see. They have ears, but they cannot hear. They have noses, but they cannot smell. They have hands, but they cannot feel. They have feet, but they cannot walk. They cannot make a sound with their throat. Those who make them will become like them, everyone who trusts in them." That's Psalm 115, 1-8. You know, we know from these verses that an idol has no real existence. That's 1 Corinthians 8:4. They are things that we make up, things we create, and strangely, things we worship. What, however, is an idol these days? I mean, we don't have statues or poles or golden calves, but what we do have sometimes are misplaced affections and a misguided trust in people or things other than our God. In thinking through the probability and place of idols in our lives, the best definition I've ever read is the one provided by pastor and author Tim Keller. He writes, and I quote, "An idol is anything you will sin to get or to keep. That can be a job, a relationship, a reputation, financial security, any number of things unique to you and your situation. The issue isn't so much the what, but the where. Where does your desire for this thing find its place in your heart in relation to the place that God finds? If you value it above loving and living for Him, then you find yourself worshiping an idol, as difficult to admit as that might be." While this passage, this week's passage, helps us figure out how to live in the gray, perhaps two other important things it does are, number one, calls us to take a step back to consider whether or not there are things in our lives which would qualify as an idol. And number two, it reminds us that, and I quote, "Yet for us there is but one God, the Father, from whom are all things, and for whom are all things, and from whom are all things, and one Lord, Jesus Christ, through whom are all things, and through whom we exist." By God's grace, may we keep our hearts and its affections fixed on Him today. I'm Pastor Scott Smith, and I'll see you along the way.
Daily Phil Devotionals is a ministry of Emmanuel Faith Community Church. If you'd like to learn more about our church, read more devotionals, listen to our sermons, or give to our ministries, please visit efcc.org.